Mikrayim, Daf Samach Gimel, continuing the last words of the Samach Beis on the Beis. The Mishnah gave a bunch of cases that we said that if you, it's usher to plant a Zeroyim, but if you did it, that it's Einu Mekadesh, it doesn't become usher. And one of the things the Mishnah talks about a case of where it's a Kerem Shakabah. Gemara talks about a Kerem, where it's a Gadol, where it's a Kerem, where it discusses a Kerem that's destroyed in the middle, that is a destroyed area in the middle of the Kerem, and also Michul, the circle around the Kerem. So the Gemara said that's one thing. If you plant there, you shouldn't do it, L'chatchila, but if you did it, it doesn't become Aser. So Gemara tries to understand what exactly is the case of the Mishnah. Manavshach, what is the case of the Mishnah that we're talking about? The Mishnah is hard to understand. Kerem Gadol, if it's a large Kerem, which means you have at least three rows, that's the case the Mishnah was discussing before, at Yikon, you have two, as long as they're within less than 8 amos apart, be considered as if it's three, and it's considered a din of a Kerem, a large Kerem, then Mar says, Lama li lacharbono. What do you have, Mishnah, tell you the cases where it destroyed in the middle, afilu miato. Even if you didn't destroy the case in the middle, it wasn't destroyed. But even if there's enough space, mitaso, even if you've got the space just between the rows, alone in the planting of a vineyard, that alone, if you go ahead and you make that, and the pot itself is going to be smaller than the share that's supposed to be, then even that alone is going to be a problem. It's going to be considered to us as a plant. So what do you have to say the fact? What does the Mishnah have to go ahead and talk about? Dafka in a case where there's an area that's open in the middle, but even mitaso, a filu mitaso, even in a case where, talking about planting it originally, you planted a katchila, and the space between the rows, that's enough to be able to go ahead, and still halacha would be you can't plant a katchila, there's not enough space, and not enough, you'd have to have 16 amos between. And kerem katanu, and if it's a small kerem, ain lo machol, it can't be if it's a small kerem, which only has two rows, not more than that, as the Mishnah is talking about a case of a small one, then the case in the second part doesn't make sense. Then ain lo machol, then there's no machol, you don't have a machol, you don't have a circular perimeter around the small, a large one has an area around it, but a small kerem doesn't have a kerem. So what would the second case of the Mishnah would not be the way Marfulda explains that it was a tarichas in the Marfulda, but it's basically saying there's no machol, there is no machol. The way it's set up in the kerem, it's small enough that there is no outlying area. So therefore, there's no perimeter, there's no outlying area, so that can't be the case of the Mishnah. So what is the Mishnah talking about? What's the case of the Mishnah, which has a machol kerem at the same time, it's considered a halacha where it's a chiddush beyond the fact that you don't have a churbano in the middle. The case we're talking about in our Mishnah, but kerem gadol should not do a mata kerem katan. Talking about a large vineyard that was planted in the same way of a small vineyard. In other words, a normal vineyard you plant it with a certain distance between each row, if it's large enough. But a large one that was now planted the way you have a small one, which means it was less than 8 amos from between each other, which in a small one you have to limit the space between them. And therefore, that's the case of the Mishnah. Mishnah is saying, in such a case of a Kerem Gadol, which is planted in that area, and then you had a space of open area in the middle, which was destroyed, became churav, became destroyed. Then now the question is, if there's more than 8 amos, is a mutter considered or not? So Be'etzem, since it's considered a Kerem Gadol, so would it be considered, if you have that space, it would be allowed to plant Zeroyim in there. But since you don't have the space of between eight amos between each other, it's going to be considered usher. But it's usher to plant, but it's not considered usher, it becomes usher. But it's still didn't have a kerem gadol. And that explains how you can have the case of kerem machol, of machol kerem. That you can explain that. Because it's a large kerem, it's a vineyard, there's a perimeter around it. So Gemara Samar Rav Zeir is a chada amah. The Mishnah tells us kerem gadol is not the b'shmon al-shmon ein lo machol. Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, a kerem gadol that was planted 8 amas from each row, between one and three, shmona, each one, 8 amas between each one, between each row, ain lo machol, doesn't have a machol, doesn't have a perimeter. So again, if that would be the case in Mishnah, then why would the Mishnah talk about the cases where it's less than 8 amos, then you don't have the case of machol, that can't be the case, it has to be where there's more than 8 amos. So don't mind, what is the case? Then again, the Gemara trusts to understand, so what is the case? So Gemara said, if you're going to tell me that the case that is a row of a large vineyard where they're planted not 8 amas of each side, but 16 amas in between each one, that makes it yeser. Then took us a mekadesh. Then the inside of the kerem, the lochus is usher, and also becomes usher. Mishnah doesn't talk about it. Mishnah says why it has to be destroyed, because then toko usher would be considered usher. Why would it be usher? Because lemaisa, the Moshe says the sulo matzi nami lemisne mutar mechol kerem. Because then the inside of the space that you have around it, the toko would be included in a din of a would be considered a din of a small kerem. In a large kerem, be considered a small apart because they're too close together, and that would be usher to plant any zrayim there, and there would be an isser. It wouldn't just be usher mekadesh, but it was usher umekadesh, and it considered usher. Chutzalah kol shechen. Surely, if you planted outside the vineyard, the area that's considered destroyed on the outside, surely that luck would be considered. It should be considered mutter. It wouldn't be considered usher. So it wouldn't be considered usher. It doesn't make it usher if the case of the Mishnah is usher umekadesh, but the case we have on the outside, we have such a large space of 18 to 16 amas, then clearly the halacha would be over there, that you're able to do it. It wouldn't be considered usher. So the Mishnah didn't say this case over here, because be'etzem, the case it only could be with, it's more than 8 amas apart, then you have halacha of a makol kerem, otherwise the case doesn't make sense, and therefore the halacha would be, planting a zera in between would be considered usher. Usher to do, but it wouldn't be an issur of makadesh, wouldn't be kalayim, because you do have that space of 8 in between. And the Mishnah ends off. The Mishnah talks about a case where you have a 4 amas area of the workspace. Halacha is, if you don't have the 4 amas later, it's going to be, the whole thing is going to be usher. If you have it, halacha is it's usher, but there's no inyan, there's no isser. It's usher to do what you shouldn't do with the chatchila, but it doesn't become usher. We don't give malchus on the isser of kerem, the lav of kerem, unless it's planted mamish kalam alikra kerem, on the ikra part of kerem, on the main thing of the grape seeds that you plant, on that is where we talk about the scissor karmical. The Mishnah talks about planting seed underneath of a vineyard, that may be an isser al kerem, but it's not the isser that we talk about getting malchus. The malchus isser of scissor karmical kalayim, you don't want to plant, you should make vineyard kalayim, that's only where you're sowing grapes together with another seed, with another type of species. That's the isser where the Torah says it's in Isolav. And here where it's not us, it's us, but they're not planting it. It's not an isser mamish of kerem, an Isolav. And therefore, in this case over here, we wouldn't aser it. It's aser to do with the chatkila, but because the rice it's mutter. But Lamaisa, the Rabbanan say, you shouldn't do it, and therefore, it's but enu makudish. If you did it, it's enu makudish. This would be the explanation, the way Mara Fulda learns the Gemara, of the case between of what to consider usher, and according to what would be the case of the essence of a thing, ikur akerem, that's the ikur of a kerem, is talking about saying a case where you're it is a kerem, but the isur, the rice of isur kerem does not apply in this case, and that's what the Gemara means, that ain't lokan love in such a case. Mishnah continues. A masake is gafnu al gabri tevosa shachavero. Person spreads his gefen on the tvua of his friend. Halacha is, it becomes usher. It becomes usher kalayim, it's kalay kerem. And chayim, you pay them quick to pay for it. You ruin the guy's property. You put it on top of his thing. And memela, since it's usher, you have to pay for it. You have to pay for the damage. But chayim l'shama azeko, says the marfold. You have to pay the damage that you caused by making the kaddish, by making it usher. Because if you did it, maisa be a dayim, it's usher. Rav Yosef Rav Shimon says, they tell us, no, it's not us. We had this before, because you can't ask something that's not yours. So even though the Maisa, since he does the tefillah, you don't own the tefillah, it's not yours. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, you can't answer someone else's things. Even if you say it's us and you have to pay for the damage, but you can't answer it. Klaim is a din iser, and you can't master someone that's not yours. So therefore, the chayre, that's the machlokes tanoim, that you would not be considered a deraisa here, a iser klaim. So that's the Gemara of Yossi says, I bring you a raya. Gemara says, "Ma'ase be'echad shezorah is kama shviyas." So, ma'ase, a person went ahead and planted seeds in his vineyard doing shviyas. So, ma'ase be'echad b'kivayimer in the makdim kaddish dovah she'enu shalom. You can't ask you because the person can't be makdish something that's not his. And since la'ma'ase the grapes were considered hefker because it was a tamar shmita, it was a shviyas. Therefore, you can't ask you because it's not yours to answer. And if it's not yours to answer, therefore the halacha would be that if it would be the same thing over here, it would be considered usher. It would be considered usher because einan makash dovah shelo. And therefore the halacha of the Mishnah would tell us that it's not other case of Yisurim, so that's not yours, but you make a vacha basa b'cholav, Pnei Moshe says these type of Yisurim, it does become usher. But over here, the gefen itself, you can't make the gefen usher because the gefen itself by itself is not usher. By mixing it together, you made it usher. But it's not itself and intrinsically is not usher. You can't take something and make it into an Yisur or not. That's what the Mishnah says. The halacha would be of Sadeh Kameh B'Shviyas, why the halacha would be whether it works or not. The Gemara is going to try to explain on what case we're referring to in the Gemara to make this thing usher. They talk about when do we say it's considered a kalayim, when is there isser kalayim, when is an isser lav of kalayim, and when there's there not.